This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Janelle Burley Hoffman is a Cape Cod mother of five who also teaches parenting workshops. Like all of us, she's been running into many questions about how to behave with tech. This week, the story of the phony sleepover, as in smart phony.
They come back to the house. The mom and daughter who are hosting had planned to make some homemade pizzas and ice cream sundaes. They picked out some special movies. And basically, this small group of girls were heads down texting the whole time on their cell phones. And the daughter comes to the mom and says, I don't know what to do. I think our house is boring. I don't think they're having fun. And so she comes to me and says, what do I do in this situation? Because it just didn't seem like the typical traditional sleepover that, you know, girls have been having with their peers forever and ever.
What would you do? Well, here's what Burley Hoffman came up with. Make the phones like muddy boots in New England in March. Check them at the door.
Ahead of time, when you're planning the sleepover, let the friends know, when you come to our house, once 9 o'clock hits, we collect the cell phones. Or even if you want to say, once you come into our house, we want you to be here at our sleepover. And it's just our house rule. And if your mom or your dad needs to get you, you know what? They can call our landline or they can call the parent's cell phone. If we're not doing it in the moment, because I think in the moment it is very sticky, but if we're doing it ahead of time and letting the other families know, hey, this is our house rule. This is what happens in our house. If you want to come sleep over and have some fun here, this is what we do. And I thought that was a really great solution.
Janelle Burley Hoffman keeps an eye on tech etiquette for us from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.